Welcome to Sports Day with Badge and Sats. Two footy legends covering all things sport for Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals and Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas.
Welcome to Sports Day Monday afternoon. Scott Sattler, Jason Matthews coming to you from the Sports Day studio. I hope you had a great weekend. Hello, Scott Sattler.
Hello, Jace. Listeners, I had a great weekend. Because of the All-Stars match, there were some games that were televised as well on some of the streaming services, KO, some of the trial matches in the NRL. Loved watching what Naomi Osaka did in the Australian Open, Novak Djokovic. Medvedev, we always had the wood on Djokovic, didn't he? But he actually got over the top of him quite comfortably in the Australian Open finals. And then the cricket today. The T20, the first game against the Kiwis.
You're back on board cricket now.
Yeah, which is being played as we speak. And the Kiwis batting first were sent in to bat 4 for 94 off nearly 13 overs. So Australia had them at 1 for none. And then they're about 2 for 6 at one stage.
Didn't you say to me last week, though, that it's not cricket season, I'm not interested in the T20s? Even though we're talking to the Aussie cricketers, you weren't interested because you're claiming it was
I can't recall season. Saying that at all.
But look at you now.
I can't recall saying that. There's no evidence that I said that.
Yeah, there is. There's plenty of evidence. I'll pull up the tape. If I can get to it, I'll pull it up. Hey, listen, big night tonight. Of course, Married at First Sight is back on our screens.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. The thing is, we work till 8 o'clock, but thanks to technology, I can actually go home and watch it on a streaming service.
Yeah.
How good is that?
Apparently, there's a girl on there called Coco, and she's a little bit loco.
You just make that up.
Yeah, I did. I'm a poet and I didn't even know it.
All right, here we go. No, actually, a guy I worked with is on it tonight. And he is matched up, or someone's matched up with this chick tonight who's got the weirdest name. And I just, like she's given herself a made-up name because it's like badass or something like that. And I'm going, what? Okay, this is going to be interesting viewing. Anyway, that's a different thing. Hey, listen, as you said, the Australian Opens were over the weekend. We'll have a look at those for you in just a sec. We're going to catch up with Sean Garlick, who played for the Roosters and the Rabbitohs, who's now running a pie empire. And I would say one of my – I mean, I talk about Bob McCarthy being one of my heroes, but Sean Garlick is right there when it comes to this. And he and I have got something in common, Sats.
Yeah.
And we're very close, and you don't even know this. But you'll find out a little later on what Sean Garlick and I have in common.
I have a fair indication what
What do you think it is? Have a guess.
Well, it's not looks. I know that.
No, I'm much better looking, yep.
It's got something to do with the consumption of food that you would take in one sitting.
Do you think it's what he makes is what I have in common with him?
Possibly.
Rightio. Hey, listen, what about Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters turning up to a mate's place, a fan's place, to have a beer?
Love it.
Isn't that great? Have you ever done that with a fan?
Yep.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where were you playing?
Penrith.
A male?
A male. Is a young lad who had broken both of his legs in a serious accident.
Poor bugger.
And got out of hospital, went home, and back then there was no... Yeah, you didn't have really social media. No one was really into emails or anything like that. But I remember running into the parents at the local shopping centre, the Penrith Plaza, and they told me what had happened. And I said, oh, if you want me to come round, and here's my address, and just drop round. So they knocked on the door one day and they said, do you reckon we could get you to come over and cheer him up? So I went round and sat with him for a couple of hours and played PlayStation with him while he was in his bed. He was in his bed for like 8 months or something. So I sat there playing PlayStation with him. And yeah, but it's I just think that sometimes when we're in sport, we sometimes, not everyone, there are a small portion that sometimes forget about how important the fans are. It's really hard to access players. We know that trying to get interviews, Jace. You've got to go through so many gatekeepers.
Most clubs are okay.
Yeah.
Most clubs.
Most clubs.
There's one that starts with B.
Yep.
Rhymes with Brisbane.
They're really difficult.
Very difficult. Hey, let's throw it out there. 1-300-42-15-33. Who would you love to have a beer with? Who would you invite around to your house? Your beer date.
Yeah.
Love it.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais would be amazing. He would be amazing.
Yeah.
I would invite Bubble Boy from Seinfeld. Just because he's offensive.
It's the moops. Yeah.
Mom!
He'd be a good one. Jerry Seinfeld would be good. The cast of Seinfeld would be good.
Will Ferrell for me. I love Will Ferrell. He's amazing.
You know, they reckon he's really quiet.
Is he?
Yeah, away from movies and films, he's actually quite an introvert.
You can shoot us a text as well, 0477 736 736. You're going to preview the teams that came 13th and 14th last year in the NRL. You're going to preview their seasons ahead, talking about the Cowboys and Manly. And boy, isn't there some news around Manly today? We'll get to that right now. Time for Sports Updates.
Sports Day, Sports Update.
Hey, Chris Lynn.
But aren't you mates with him already?
Yeah, but I mean, he's hard to get hold of these days because he's such a superstar.
He's in
traveling
Pakistan
around the world. Yeah. But to get him to come around for a bit, he's always great value.
Yeah. Yeah. Good bloke, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tommy Turbo just teased it just then. He's done his other hamstring. He suggested he did it in the bathroom on Sunday morning.
Is that like the dog ate your homework?
I've slipped over in the bathroom too. It can't happen. Particularly the missus has sprayed
hamstring, so it's a little bit more difficult. But in saying that, this is really concerning. Now, from all reports, there has been footage that has emerged of Tommy Turbojevic racing one of his mates down through the Corso of Manly, whatever it may be. Now, whether that was, from all reports, it was on Saturday night, and he did his hamstring on the Sunday in the bathroom. Now, we don't know whether that's true, whether the footage was actually of Saturday night, whether it was old footage, whatever it may be. But in saying that, it does look good for Tommy Turbojevic if the hamstring was torn.
4 weeks?
Fooling around, yeah. Well, not 4 weeks. It's the first four rounds.
Yeah, wow.
So it's, you know, it's 7 weeks. And it's his other hamstring, like you said. And it leaves the Seagulls in a really tough position. It leaves them in a good position from a player that I think they should probably use, which we're going to talk about a little bit later on. He's only a young player, gives them an opportunity to blood him. But outside of that, like one of the best players in the comp, for him to be out for your first four rounds, then for another three rounds getting match fit, and he's got an imbalance anyway when it comes to his hamstrings, this is a tough position for Manly.
0477 736 736 is our text number here at Sports Day. Already received a text from Spider Everett, former AFL player.
I know that he listens to our show. Yeah,
questioning our sexuality about talking about maths.
There's nothing wrong with that anyway.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong at all, Spider.
Now, Spider actually does breakfast for
another station.
Another station. Yeah, I've got no doubt, 100%, that tomorrow one of their topics will be maths.
Oh, because his bosses make him do that.
Yeah.
So we do it voluntarily. Mm. We don't get told we have to watch certain TV shows for our radio show the next day. Thanks, Spider. Good to know you're listening.
Good man, Spider.
He's a very good man. Emmy from Hargraves has sent us a text. Do you guys know the charity Shield can only have 5,500 crowd at Glen Willow?
At Mudgee.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's because of COVID. So it's actually funny. I went into a regional area on the weekend in Queensland, west of Brisbane, and I've seen there was more COVID signs than I've seen in the city.
Really?
And I think these people in the area, the locals in these areas, really want to protect their community.
Mm.
So, yeah, I can understand why there's half capacity at Glen Willow.
Can
on
I tell
sa-
you, like,
Saturday.
5,500 in those regional areas, but they make the most of it. Yeah. I can't wait for the game on the weekend, the Charity Shield.
Yeah, I can't wait either. Let's talk about the All-Stars game that was on the weekend. Do you think it's a good idea to advise the players that there is no golden point? Do you think?
Maybe the players should know the rules. And I'm sure there would have been some that knew the rules. I was sitting with a group of mates watching it on Saturday night, and they said, oh, golden point, they're going to take the goal to get golden point. I said, no golden point, it's a trial. No, this isn't a trial. This is like another competition. It means so much, this game. Of course there'll be golden point. I don't think they should have golden point because it extends the possibilities of extra time, one of your clubs having a serious injury to a player. So, and the game is more than the result, I think. Mm. It is more about a real education and understanding and a celebration. So, I mean, I don't know about the listeners, what your highlight from the match was on the weekend. I thought there were plenty. The game itself has come under a lot of criticism, lack of points scored, 10 all in the end, Latrell kicking a goal with only a minute to go to even it up. A lot of people have been critical of the way the game was played, a lot of mistakes, not many points scored. Well, guess what? That's what happens in trials.
Mm.
Everyone just with the lack of impact and contact over so many months, and it's humid conditions as well, wet conditions.
It had been raining, yeah.
Yeah, so.
But again, my question is, do you think the players should know the rules before they run out onto a field? I mean, Latrell Mitchell, he should have tapped the ball, not kicked the goal.
Maybe they thought 10-all was
was a fair result.
A fair result for the occasion.
Highlight of the night, and the jury's out on this, is Alex Johnston from South.
Yeah, getting outstanding.
It was. Great. Scored a try again, and he was interviewed by JT on the sidelines as he was walking back from the try. Have a listen to this.
AJ, normally you're getting that cutout pass from Latrelli, put it on the boot. How's that unfold for you?
The play before, I put a not so good little kick, so this time Chell put the beautiful kick in for me, and it's beautiful. My first try for All Stars, so I'm stoked, awesome feeling. Get me out of here.
Were the words.
Best part is JT's laugh after it.
What?
Hey, awesome.
Anyone stand out in the game? Anyone impress you? Just
quickly. Yeah, there was a few. I thought Latrell was really good coming back again. Had some really good touches. Jordan Rickey, the young, we spoke about him last week. He's a kid to watch out for at the Brisbane Broncos. Good player. Jack Whiten, I thought he was great. But James Fisher-Harris, the front rower for the Maoris, he was amazing. He was the player of the match. His work rate was amazing.
The two Fifita,
and he scares me too.
And the two Fifita boys looked so fit.
David Fifita looks really lean. I haven't seen Andrew lost. What's he lost, 10 or?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He looked great.
Yep.
But David Fifita for the Gold Coast Titans, he looked so streamlined for a young man. He looked really good.
Origin's going back to Melbourne this year. It doesn't matter where you have it because New South Wales will wipe the floor with the Queensland this year. But game one in Melbourne, game two, Brisbane, game three, Sydney. You like the idea of it being in Melbourne, don't you?
I've always thought that game three should be in neutral territory because you're either playing for the win, one all, on neutral territory, so everything's fair in love and war, or if it's 2-0 and you're going for a dead rubber, you're selling to a market that's going to turn up and watch anyway. So, but you know what? The first game is so important in an Origin series.
And from a revenue perspective as well, you're not going to get your $20 million to host a game if it's game three.
So game one in Melbourne, it's neutral territory. So whoever wins that,
it's not neutral territory, mate.
Yes, it is.
I've been to an Origin in Melbourne.
It's neutral territory.
No, it's not.
More Queensland.
It's 90% Queensland. Yeah. That's not neutral territory. So this is an unfair advantage to Queensland this year in State of Origin. That's the point I want to make.
Really?
It is, mate. It's unfair to us New South Welshmen that we have to play a game in Queensland number two and in Brisbane.
Was it unfair in Adelaide as well or not?
Oh, that was Queensland as well. See, everyone's jealous of New South Wales.
Okay.
So all those people living just how good we are.
Okay.
And everybody who lives outside New South Wales doesn't like us.
Aren't you from Tasmania?
No, I'm from New South Wales.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Bankstown boy, mate. Through and through. But see, that's, just annoys me. Just go back to the old system and rotate it. Just have two in New South Wales 1 year, two in Queensland the other year.
Yeah, but over the years, Jace, and I try and sit on the fence with this. I'm not like Gary Belcher, okay?
You'd have all three in Queensland.
Yeah. I try and sit on the fence with this. But what we've seen in the past, Jace, is that if there is a dead rubber, there's been games when we've watched some of the Legends games that always get shown on Fox Sports where it's game two in New South Wales and they couldn't even fill Sydney Football Stadium. So a dead rubber in some of those states, mostly New South Wales, if it's a dead rubber, They don't turn up in masses.
0477 736 736. Who would you like to have around for a beer date? Mick has sent us a text saying Glenn Robbins.
Oh, funny.
Nice choice.
I wonder what, but is that Mick, was it?
Yeah.
Mick, what character would you want him to play? Would it be
Uncle Arthur?
Uncle Arthur? Would it be Russell Coit? Or
Kel?
Kel Day Knight?
Kel Day Knight, yeah. Yeah, which one would you have?
There's so many. And from his days in Fast Forward, like he had so many characters.
Would you want to have Trump around for a beer?
Yeah, I would because I'd like to chain him up to a chair and just slowly torture him for an extended period of time.
I don't think you can do that.
No, I know you can't do it. I'd actually do time.
You heard it here
for
first.
Hurting him.
Today you're wearing... Like, can I describe the clothes you're wearing today? You look like you're selling a couple of products, timeshare.
Or a yacht.
And a boat. And you're wearing a bright orange shirt, you're wearing boat shoes and some old men's shorts. So you're actually wearing an orange prison top today. So you're almost dressed for it. I'm going to take a photo of you and put it up on Twitter. You look terrible. Who dressed you? Who dressed you? Did someone fly out from Florida who's 85 on the weekend?
You can't talk about this because the people who are listening can't see it.
I'll put it up on Twitter.
You're not creating a great image.
Latrell Mitchell signs a two-year extension at South. Great news.
Yes. Well, we spoke about this last week, didn't we? Where the 2 years, many may have thought you'd want to lock up Latrell for 3-4 years, but Latrell's management believe that at the end of the next 2 years that there'll be a substantial sum of money that could come his way. So 21, 22, and 23, of course, new TV rights come in where they're all thinking that maybe the salary cap will rise, whatever the revenue may be, we're not quite sure. So the 2 years allows him to possibly, potentially, be the highest paid player in the game.
The Kiwis are 4 for 126, by the way, after 4 for 127 now after 16 overs. This could be a pretty easy chase for the Aussies.
Yeah, quickly, Sam's 2 for 20. Also, Jai Richardson, very good.
Yeah, he's earning his $2.5 million from the IPL auction the other night. Before we go to a break, Aussie Open on the weekend, Djokovic wins his 9th.
Yeah.
That's right, 9th Australian Open. I'm going to ask you a question off the back of this. This is Djokovic winning, called by our very own Brett Phillips.
Medvedev wastes no time. He'll launch the serve down the middle. Djokovic's forehand, he's right on the line again. Dug out by Medvedev. He comes forward. Novak, a nice volley there. Can he pass? Puts up the lob. Little back go. Oh, forehand flick into the open court. It's mission accomplished times 9. And for his opponent, it's mission impossible. There's no handing over the keys for now. It's status quo here at Melbourne Park for Novak Djokovic, the king, 9 from 9. And he gets a little closer to Rafa and Roger.
To be honest, really, at this stage of my career, it's about majors, it's about the ranking, number one. Obviously, those are the two biggest goals I managed to achieve, this historic number one. And I mean, it seems unreal. I mean, but of course, I'm very, very happy and proud of that.
Is he the greatest sports person to visit our shores and clean up?
And clean up.
9 Australian Opens. Mm-hmm. I think Kelly Slater has probably won about, I think he's won about 8 or something surf championships here.
Oh, here, not world title.
No, here. I'm talking about a sports person coming to our country and winning our tournaments. Did Michael Schumacher,
because
I think,
won? Because you've put that last addition in and clean up. Yeah, I think you'd have to be. Hasn't been beaten at Rod Laver in a final.
I think Michael Schumacher won 4 Australian Grand Prix, I think. But I can't think of a sports person.
Has been so dominant.
So dominant in Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Does this change your opinion of Djokovic? Does this, I mean, he's a little bit out there. And I think that's great that he's a century.
He's 2 behind Federer and Nadal now, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So where does he sit? Well, amongst those guys, is it because he's polarized that he doesn't get the credit he deserves?
Yeah, it hasn't been as engaging as what Nadal and especially Federer. Federer's so humble in everything that he does and so accommodating with media, fans, whatever it may be. Djokovic, unfortunately, the most recent episode with Djokovic is being the creator of that. Is it the APIA tournament overseas? Which,
yeah, we had a problem with
and
that.
And then there was 40, so many COVID cases to come out of it, whatever it may be. So, he's a little bit on the nose still, Djokovic, but you can't deny his talent.
Oh, unbelievable.
How good he's actually been.
1-300-42-15-33. What do you think of Djokovic? Does he deserve the accolades? I reckon.
Would he be one of the people you'd get around for your beer date?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't have Kyrgios there.
I would.
Would you? Of course you would.
I'd have Kyrgios. He'd be a beer date.
Oh, you wouldn't stop hugging him. You love him so much,
do.
Don't you?
I like him.
I'd invite Tomic's coach, Vanessa Sierra. I would. No, because I want to hear her thoughts about
that's
the
creepy.
Game. Why is that creepy?
Because it's coming from a creepy place.
No, she's one of the best coaches in the game, Scott.
When she handed a squash racket to him.
A shuttlecock.
Yeah. I think she gave herself up that she actually didn't know anything about the game as his coach, as Bernard Tomic's coach.
Snoring, waking up tired? Find out if you have sleep apnea. Book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. This is Sports Day. It's open season. Makia with match-winning deals and Australia's best 7-year warranty across the range. When we come back, we're going to continue our business chats. We're doing this with thanks to Officeworks, where the guy played for the Rabbitohs and also the Roosters and is now head of one of the biggest pie companies in Australia.
He's a tremendous player.
Great bloke.
He's a good player.
Good-looking rooster and Rabbitoh. Sean Garlick joins us next on Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season, on now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Scott Sattler, Jason Matthews. Monday it is, and of course, Sats, you know we've been doing this series of interviews around sports people who have gone into business. Today we are doing it again. Let's get to work. Officeworks, helping you make bigger things happen. This guy and I have got something in common, something very big in common. This guy played for South.
That's not that.
No, Roosters.
No. It's not that either.
Played for South again. He's also an actor.
Home and Away.
Home and Away. How good is
that? The only thing that you two have got in common, that he makes pies, you eat them. That's the only thing you've got
and,
in common.
And quite a few too. Former police officer, but now one of the bosses of Garlo Pies, Sean Garlick. Welcome to Sports Day.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks. Good. Thanks for coming on. Obviously, the transition from football player, actor, police officer, you've done a few things into the family business, which was, I believe, started in 1991 by your brother. You came on board in 2000. How did that transition happen from you playing footy to going into Garlo Pies?
Yeah, no, well, my brother was actually working in a local pie shop, just serving his apprenticeship as a pastry chef, and was sort of, he'd been there for about 10 years. When I finished playing football in 2000, I was looking for a bit of a hobby. I was going to stay involved in rugby league, and in fact was on board at the Rabbitohs when they got back into the competition. But in 2001, a little spot came available at Maroubra Junction on Anzac Parade, and I said to my brother, what about if we'd had our own pie shop? Would you like to run your own shop? I was only going to be involved from a hobby point of view. He goes, look, I know how to make the product, but really haven't taken much notice how my boss runs the business. I said, look, how hard can it be? So we just opened our first shop, but we had a really good kickstart in that we had a grand opening that was televised live on the Footy Show. That's something
that's
still
right.
Remember. And we had the likes of Artie Beetson and Daryl Broman and Mark Carroll, Craig Salvatore and Big MG Geyer have a pie eating competition. And I think, looking back, MG ate 15 pies that night and consumed 16 Crown Lagers along with it. And it was a perfect launch for the business.
Yeah, great stuff. Now, I've watched it really with interest, Shauna, because we've known each other for a lot of years through South Sydney connections and whatever it may be. Yeah. And of going into a really aggressive market, the food market, did you try and take a different approach than others have taken in the past?
Well, look, our model's completely changed from where we started. Originally, it was going to be just a pie shop at Maroubra, and then based on the success we had with the first one, we opened a second one in Mascot 12 months later, then a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth. Anyway, we opened 13 pie shops in the first 5 years, and things were going terrific. And then, what we found, though, it became more and more difficult to find good spots, especially in Sydney with the highest rents in the world, wages being as high as they were, and we decided that we'd start to go into the wholesale market and started supplying pubs and clubs and schools and cafes and all that sort of thing. And for the first couple of years, I was still working at the Rabbitohs, and my brother was sort of trying to run the business on his own, make the pies, and I was employing staff on night time and all that. It just became too much, and so I threw the football manager's role in at the Rabbitohs and went over and said, look, now we're going to have to make this business afford me, because I wasn't really drawing much of a wage. And Coles came along. I suppose the biggest kick we got was when Coles came along in 2009, literally locked on our door and said, would you like to supply Coles? And I immediately thought, oh, look, I've heard what you guys do to small businesses. Oh. No, thanks. And they persevered, and they said, look, what are your worries? And I said, oh, I worry that you're going to drag us out on payment terms. You'll sell our product for a dollar and ruin our brand. You'll build us up and then cut us off at the knees. And they said, no, look, help us. Let us work with you on all of this. And so we started slowly, and that was the best thing we ever did. And
yeah, wow.
we started to realise that we started to realise that the pie shops, every time you open a shop, you open a new set of costs. Whereas when you do the just concentrate on the manufacture, let somebody else sell them, you really get economies of scale. The more you make, the cheaper you make them for, the bigger the profit margin. And so we just, you know, grew from there. And eventually, we've now closed all of our stores. The only store that we have is the one that's attached to our production facility, our head office, you know, at Kingsgrove in Sydney, and much easier model to manage.
Oh, that's depressing, because I remember distinctly 1, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, buying an armful of chicken pies from the Coogee one.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
Johnny Carroll was with me, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it was right opposite the Coogee Bay Hotel.
It was a famous
campground for Origin, of course.
Yeah, it was, too.
Many events and incidents and accidents happened around Coogee in those days, and we were the beneficiary of people falling out of the Coogee Bay Hotel straight into the pie shop at all hours. It was 24/7. In fact, we had 3 24/7 stores at one stage, one at Mascot, one at Coogee, one at Great Old King's Cross. And weren't they good days?
Oh, hey, Sean, disciplines from rugby league and sport. You know, we learn a lot of disciplines. One of them isn't looking at numbers and figures. It's only the figures that's on your contract. But what disciplines have you learnt from sport and then transferring that into business?
Look, I suppose the most disappointing thing for me, and this is a real reality check for anyone that comes out of rugby league, and you sort of just forget this because you just move into rugby league from school and you think that's... In rugby league, you're surrounded by high performers and people that really want to, you know, they want to strive to achieve. Whereas, no disrespect to general workforce, but most people want to come to work, do their job, go home, not get a call on the weekend, not get disrupted and happy to do that. The thing that I had to do was I had to lower my expectations of people generally, you know, in the general workforce, you know, people that are in your accounts, people that are on just answering your phone, taking orders, people that are on your forklift, you know, people that are packing pies, stacking pies. They're not high performers. They're not, you know, and no disrespect. They want to come to work, do a job, fair day's work for fair day's pay, and happy. And what I used to do early on was I expected too much for the amount I was paying people, basically. And I needed to lower my expectations and realise that I'm in a different industry now. I mean, the thing that a first-grade coach has, he has one halfback, then a halfback behind him, and a halfback behind him, and a halfback behind him, and it goes right down through the junior ranks, and everyone that's busting their neck to get a go. Mm. Well, in the general workforce, that's not the case, you know, and you get rid of somebody at your peril, because then you've got to recruit somebody, you've got to induct them, you've got to train them, and then they might not work out. And I found very early on that was my expectations were too high, and I just turned too many people over. And you know, you can't grow a business, you can't have a successful business when you keep doing that.
Yeah, really good insight to how your mind has ticked and how you've actually learnt through our business. How has, over the last 12 months, COVID kicked in about this time last year? How has business been through COVID, and have you been able to keep all your staff and the business going?
Look, it was a real two-stage effect for us. In April last year, when sort of the throes of COVID really became relevant and people started to panic a little, we lost all of our... We still supply to a lot of pubs and clubs and schools and cafes, sports grounds, lunch trucks, all of that sort of thing. Well, they fell off a cliff, as we all know. You know, airline lounges all fell off a cliff, and we thought Armageddon was on the approach. You know, we didn't know where the business was going to go, how many staff were going to have to cut. April was a horrible month for us, worst in years. And then all of a sudden we got the panic buying in supermarkets, and we're in every Coles in New South Wales and Queensland, and all of a sudden sales started going through the roof. So much so they had to prioritise deliveries, and pies at first weren't on their priority list.
What?
And so we copped a bit of a whack early on until they got their logistics right and all of that, and then they realised, hang on, pies are what people were... There wasn't a pie left on the shelf.
Absolutely.
Pies are what people want to throw in their fridge and their freezer in these uncertain times, and we've seen supermarkets just go through the roof. So we're now in Woolworths as well, not in Queensland, unfortunately, just yet, but we're in the Woolworths in around New South Wales, and we've been very lucky that they've traded beyond all expectations. You know, I think both of those would agree that can this be sustainable? Can the sales remain where they are and where they were for last year? But I suppose less people are going out, not as many people are going to restaurants, and things have sort of changed, and people have saved a bit of money by eating more at home and buying more from the supermarket.
That's
so
true.
I hope it remains the way it is.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I lived on a, I don't know about you, Sats and Sean, but I lived on a steady diet of pies, Chico rolls and toilet paper during COVID, so that got me through.
Still continued.
Well, we're still in COVID, mate. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
outside
right.
of... Outside yeah, well, of,
just as well... Just as well you did. Outside just as well you had that toilet paper to finish it up, yeah.
Outside of the good old meat pie, Garlo, what's the favourite pie?
Well, good point. I mean, and so we do about 30 different flavours, different sizes, family pies, little party pies and all that. But isn't it amazing that, you know, we do chicken pies, we do lamb pies, you know, we do seafood pies. The good old-fashioned meat, plain mince pie, well, we sell as many of them as all the pies put together. And the sausage roll, of course. You know, you can't go past the sausage roll. Mm. But, yeah, you've got to be creating new flavours and new recipes to keep yourself interesting and keep the brand relevant. But it's amazing how people just go for what they've always got at school, what they grew up with at the football, and it's that plain meat pie that keeps on keeping on.
Have you ever had a sausage roll, Sean? I mean, I've tried to educate Sats and Badge about these sausage roll rolls, but they're a gift from God, these things. It's a plain long roll shoved with a sausage roll in it, heaps of sauce, and, of course, you've got to have a chalky milk with it. They're legendary.
Oh, yeah. They are, and especially for a man on a budget. You know, they're really filling. You put them in a big roll, a big sausage roll. It keeps you going, and especially when you top it off with the chocolate milk. Oh, you're full for half the day.
I have one of those for breakfast that gets me through to morning tea. You know, just anyway. Hey, listen, Sean Garlick, we do appreciate your time. Quickly, one more.
This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats for Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season on now with match winning deals.
Now on Sports Day, it's time for our hot topic. For expert car air conditioning service you can rely on, visit repcoservice.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. That was a good chat with Sean Garlick. He's an outstanding fella. Absolutely.
It's a really tough world, the food and beverage industry. Yep. And for him to be able to enter into that against some other very big, iconic brands and labels as well, and to be able to still be here and going strong as well, especially through COVID, it's refreshing.
Yeah, it is. Very refreshing. 0477 736 736 is our text number as we do our hot topic. A light-hearted one for you Monday. Dave Grohl went around to a fan's place and had a beer.
The fan actually contacted him on social media and said,
Come around for a beer. And Dave Grohl's the lead singer of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, and said, yeah, absolutely. Where
Pretty
do you
big.
Live? Yeah, massive. One of the biggest rock stars in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said I'd invite Tomic's coach around, Vanessa Sierra.
Yep.
And just
is that to
get
to teach you backhand,
I just want to pick her brain. I need help with my daughter's tennis lessons.
Yep.
And because now she's a qualified tennis coach.
And why Bernard is playing with a badminton racket. You just want to know why. Actually, Clacker from Chindra has texted us also, 0477 736 736. Rodney Dangerfield. That's who he'd have. Of course, famous from many movies, but Caddyshack.
Absolutely. Sats did say earlier that he would tie up President Trump. He'd have Trump over just to tie up and torture him, which you're not allowed to do, people.
Nah.
Don't try that at home.
Joking.
We've had
about
16 text messages from someone who's not put their name on it. And he's actually claimed that Scott is a radio personality. Now, I take offence to that. Sure, he's on the radio, but... Scott, you're not really a personality.
No, I agree.
So, but thanks for your text messages on that. You can stop sending them through.
And also, based on the Garlo's Pies chat we just have, you mentioned the sausage roll in a roll, which I've never had.
It's the best thing ever, mate.
I'd never heard of it growing up.
Oh, Sats.
And you've educated me. And Lou, she's texted in on 0477 736 736. She goes, they were a special... They were called a special with sauce at our school tuck shop. Remember the tuck shop? How good was the tuck? Remember you were sitting in class and someone had to go get the
basket.
Yeah, the tub or the basket that had all the bags of food.
First day of school, I thought all of that was mine. But apparently
you have to
share it with the kids.
Yeah.
But Lou, she's right. I never knew it as a special with sauce, but yes, sausage roll in a roll. You've got to try it, mate.
Mm.
Why don't we have one for lunch tomorrow?
I'd love one.
All right.
That'd be great.
Heaps of dead horse tomato sauce on it. And we've got to have a chalky milk to go with as well.
Can I also say, based on the hot topic, which is surrounding, who would you invite round for a, who would you contact on social media and say, come round for a beer date? You know how much I love my boxing. Mike Tyson. I just want to know, what was going through your head all those years when you're just doing what you're doing, biting people's ears off and just being an imbecile? Why? There's a group of people I wouldn't invite round. Now, anyone who's got Netflix, if they've watched the biopic or the movie on the autobiography, The Dirt, Motley Crue.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't invite them.
No.
A lot of damage.
They'd trash your house.
Oh, be horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. 0477 736 736. Who would you invite around for a beer? Come on. Who would you like at your joint for a beer date? We just got another text from that person about your comments about the former president.
Yeah.
He should visit, that's Scott, the former president and state his
love
case.
Love to. You organise it, I'm there.
Scott and about, I'd say about 200 million others would love to state their case. Anyway, that is our hot topic. You'll be blown away with Car Air Conditioning Service at Repco Authorised Service. Book at repcoservice.com. This is Sports Day for Keys Open Season. On now with match-winning deals. Chris Nelson joins us in just a sec. And then Sats will preview the team that came 14th in 2020. The North Queensland Cowboys. He'll preview their season coming up next on Sports Day.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. For Red Energy, for 100% Australian electricity and gas. And Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals. On Sports Day, time for a Racing Queensland update. Queensland is your place to race this year.
Here he is, fresh from a 1-win, 3 losses on the weekend. Chris Nelson, hello, mates.
That's a bit rough. How are you, Joe?
I'm just dealing with the facts, my friend. No, it was a good day. It was a good weekend of racing in Queensland, and another really good, solid week coming up as well.
Yes, plenty of racing around in Queensland this week. We kick off at Cairns tomorrow. We go way north for Cairns. Then we're at Ipswich on Wednesday, Eagle Farm on Thursday, back north to Townsville on Friday. Now, Saturday, interesting weekend this weekend. We're racing at the Sunshine Coast as our main meeting on Saturday. That's a Tattersalls meeting that was transferred from Doomben a month or so back. But we're also racing at the Sunshine Coast with their normal Sunday meeting on Sunday. Now, that Saturday meeting's a good one. We're only a couple of weeks away from the jewel races on the Gold Coast, $500,000 races in the middle of March. We've got a jewel prelude for the three-year-olds. And we've got two dual preludes for the two-year-olds, obviously a males and a females division of those. So they're both very important lead-up races to some very rich races coming up on the Gold Coast in a couple of weeks' time, Jets.
All right, Chris, it's going to be another big week of racing in Queensland. Queensland is racing. The action continues this week at the Eagle Farm, Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast. Chat tomorrow.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Jase.
What have you done tonight? Before we get into your preview of the North Queensland Cowboys.
Oh, Jimmy D, he's texting. At high school in Newcastle in the 80s, a sausage roll was called a Bruno burger.
I can't believe you haven't had one. We're having one tomorrow and we're putting it on. I'm putting it on Twitter tomorrow. Listen, can you stop with the Trump stuff tonight? Because KC is the person who's bombarding us with text messages.
Is the Sunshine Band with him as well?
Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it. KC said, KC is the name, and enjoy a visit from SEAL Team 6.
Okay.
Yep. Well, KC, they've got to get through quarantine first.
Is that like the Thunderbirds? There's SEAL Team 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the different
vehicles they used? If you want to be popped, his favourite Thunderbird is 4. So if he can send SEAL Team 4, he'll be very happy with that. Rightio, preview of the Cowboys. Support local, australiamade.com.au. The North Queensland Cowboys finished 14th last year.
They did.
What are their gains?
Pretty ordinary year because the retirement of Matty Scott, and also Michael Morgan was off the field for a long period of that year. They haven't got a lot of gains, to be honest. The most notable one from a player that's played a lot of NRL, Lockie Burr from New Zealand Warriors. There's a lot of losses. John Asiata, Gavin Cooper retired, Tom Opachick to Parramatta. But they've got Toddy Payton, okay, good coach. From all reports, going really well. Their key is Scott Drinkwater. If he can learn to just control the frantic pace that he plays the game, they'll have a really good season. Michael Morgan will be back. and a player to look out for, Mitch Dunn. Now, he's played a bit of first grade last year, really good ball player. I think he's going to have a huge year, Mitch Dunn.
What's your prediction?
I think they'll improve a little bit, but probably about 11th.
Okay. And Todd Payton will be joining us on Sports Day tomorrow. So yep. We'll have a chat to Toddy, see how the preseason's going. That's your preview of the Cowboys for 2021. Look for the green and gold Aussie made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian made. This is Sports Day for Kia's open season on now with match winning deals.
You're listening to Sports Day. Have your say by dropping Badge and Sats a text. 0477 736 736. That's 0477 736 736. This is Sports Day. We'll be right back.